This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
We all have moments in our life where we utter what we think is a reasonable question. And as the words are rolling off the tip of your tongue, you suddenly realize, oh my God, that is such a stupid question to ask. Well, today is the day to do it if you're ever going to. It's National Ask a Stupid Question Day.
See, in school growing up, we were always taught that there was no such thing as a stupid question. If you question something, you should just ask.
But I think we all deal with people at times in various, directions in life. And maybe it's something in your social life, your work life, where you think, oh my God, if I ask that, I'm going to look like I'm clueless.
Yeah.
So you just nod your head.
I know. Sometimes we'll be in staff meetings and I'll know that the word is going right over your head or you're not sure what it means. And I'll look over at you and see the wheels turning like, do I say it? Do I not? Do I say it? Do I not? And then you'll go, hold on, back up. Well, now, what did that mean?
I don't mind in our meetings because sometimes they don't explain anything at all. And I'm not intimidated by anybody in our meetings. So they ask teachers across the country to share the dumbest question they have ever received from students. Some of these are hard to believe they were asked, even though no such thing as a dumb question. Here's a few examples. Can you get from America to Africa on a jet ski? It's hard enough to get there on a plane, never mind a jet ski. What are those pyramid-shaped things in Egypt called?
Okay. That's a good one.
Yeah. Where is the Great Wall of China? Oh, I don't know. Let me Google that. But here's one that I think you could defend as being not totally stupid. If you're sterile, can you pass that on to your children? I'm going to be honest. I'll put myself out there. I'm not totally clear on this. If you're sterile,
why could you not have children?
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. I'm sitting here thinking, well, wait a minute. It's a condition. It's a genetic mistake, for lack of a better term. Why could you not pass that? Oh, my God. Now I'm the idiot.
Yep.
Ding, ding, ding. I win. I'm today's idiot. I finally won something.